Chris is running. No running by the pool. Hey, Chris.
Sorry about my delay.
No, we're good. Good morning.
Good to see
you. It's a hectic week. It's a short week.
Yeah.
As long as that one was last week, this one's just as short. So we've got a Sunday nighter and working like crazy to get ready for that one.
Been like just with the continuity with the quarterbacks now going back with Ponder. I mean, how much of a challenge is that?
Well, we're working through it. You know, we're working through it. We're looking forward to this week, Chip. We really are. And Green Bay's got a great defense. They're playing at a high level, and we're looking for a better outing on Sunday night.
When you look at Adrian, are you as committed or patient when the running game is not going, when he's getting the 2 yarders, 3 yarders, as you were last year? Because it seemed like he always talks about famine, famine, feast. If it's not working, eventually he's going to hit a home run. I mean, are you as patient this year? You
feel like? I think we are. We've got some things to get corrected, like we all know. But the only way we know to get them corrected, Jeff Davidson said it this morning in our meeting. Everyone's got to grab an oar and get on board and paddle as fast as they can, you know, to get this ship righted. That's all we know. So we're not hitting on all cylinders in the run game like we're accustomed to. So we're working to get that fixed.
I mean, Adrian made a comment about being more physical after the game. I mean, can you put your finger on why
it's... We're all in this together. I think we all take ownership, especially when we fall short of our expectations. So each of us want to do better in our own respective roles.
Last year's regular season finale against the Packers, Christian Ponder had perhaps his best game as a pro. What are some of the things that made him so effective in that particular game last year against the Packers?
If I remember back correctly, Chris, we made some good plays down there in the red area. Like we just talked about, we ran the ball well. We stayed ahead of schedule. We weren't in too many third and forevers. And when we were in some third and forevers, we made some plays, especially there in the fourth quarter. So I think just playing at a high level is what comes back to us from that game on December 30th. Go ahead.
I think Christian didn't look like the same quarterback in the first three games of the season like he did to close last season.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the opposing defenses. The seasons are different every year, as we know. We've had some good moments up to this point, but not nearly enough. And so being this working through now, we're getting to the seventh game. You know, we're ready to do like we're accustomed to doing, to have a high performance level.
About playing more relaxed and just being more confident. Is that something you shared with him when you sat down with him? As far as his approach right now?
Well, I think that's a common theme with Christian is he wants to do really well, and he wants to do well very badly. So there's a fine line of having that desire and also being able to relax and cut it loose and let it all hang out.
Some of the analysts I talked to said in the first three games that there was maybe a reluctance for Christian to throw downfield, or maybe he was afraid to make mistakes. Did you see any of those things happening in the first three games this season?
It'd be hard for me to speak you know, what was really traveling through his brainwaves. But, you know, starting off a year, you want to start off on the right foot. I know we wanted to against Detroit. Seems like a long time ago now. But each game comes with lessons learned. I know Christian is very good at learning from things and taking those lessons forward.
You went in that game Monday night thinking, okay, I want to call 53 pass plays. I mean, how did that get so out of whack?
Yeah, it got out of whack there. When we got down 23-7, I think that's when we called 30 of them. And, trying to move the ball one way or the other, run or pass. And as we know, you know, we weren't having a lot of success up to that point with either one, run or pass. So definitely not the plan, and it's tough when games go like that.
This is about the point last year where Adrian really took off. When you look back at it, was there any other factors or what factored into that other than maybe the health or his confidence in his knee?
Well, his health was a significant issue last year. This year is a different year. You know, we have some different components on our team, and we're working to get some continuity there. Good. Okay. Thanks.